everyone. Welcome to the Getting Deeper with God podcast. My name is Phumzi Lemkanyana and I will be your host for episode 2. So for this episode, we are going deeper. We are dissecting the Word of God. We are getting deeper revelations from the Holy Spirit to help us to deepen our relationship with God, to help us to live in the accurate purpose of God for our lives, to help us to heal. To heal and to help us to really relationship better, you know. So I want to speak to you guys about heavy burdens today. I want to speak about your internal turmoil. I want to speak about the negative emotions that you've been suppressing all of these years. I want to speak about the heavy heart that you've been carrying all of these years, the wounds that have never been healed, wounds that are still open all of these years. What to do with that heavy heart? What to do with those negative emotions? What to do with the internal turmoil? Where to offload your heavy burdens? So now, heavy burdens are dangerous because they weigh you down. They wear you down, they wear your heart down, and they constantly crush your spirit. So you find that you struggle with physical effectiveness, not because there's something wrong with your physical productivity, but because you are unproductive spiritually. You hear what I'm saying? And so really, when you are unproductive spiritually, it begins to filter into your physical life. So you find that you are emotionally drained, that you are always sleeping, that you are not present in the life that you are living, that you are finding ways to avoid people, finding ways to avoid interactions. You know, you wake up in the morning and you just can't wait. You keep asking yourself, when does it end? You get what I'm saying? And so when you are really burdened internally, it really does filter on the outside. It affects your relationships. It affects how you receive and give love. It affects the decisions that you make, and it just affects you being present in the life that God has given you. I want you to know that God has given you a beautiful and abundant life. He wants you to enjoy this life. He wants you to live a life that is full, a life that is satisfying. But you can't live a life that is satisfying when you are constantly beaten down by your burdens. You can't live a life that is satisfying when you are constantly weighed down by your internal issues. All right, so now it would make sense to want to offload all of the heavy burdens that you are carrying. You know, it makes sense to want to release what is happening on the inside, to want to release the negative emotions that you've suppressed on the inside, because you want to be well, you want to be okay, you want to be healed. So you want to release all of the brokenness. But now the problem is that we are releasing in all of the wrong relationships. We are releasing all of the brokenness in all of the wrong people. So you find that you get into a relationship and you expect your partner to heal you. You expect your partner to make you whole. You expect your partner to restore you. You expect your partner to close all of the wounds that have been opened since you were a child. But you need to understand that a human being was not designed to complete another human being. A human being was not designed to complete another human being. A human being was not designed to restore another human being. Human beings were never meant to play the role of God. You know, God said he is the healer, not us. God said he is the restorer, not us. God said he is the savior, not us. So you find that you expect people to heal a heart that they did not create. You expect a physical person to deal with things that have affected you spiritually. And you find that the very same person that you are seeking healing from, the very same person that you are seeking restoration from, needs healing themselves. So if they couldn't heal themselves, how are they going to heal you? And so you live a life where you are constantly disappointed, where now you resent relationships and you resent people because you're like, they couldn't heal me. They couldn't make me well. They couldn't make me okay. They couldn't make me happy, not understanding that it was not the person's role to heal you. They don't understand what your heart needs. They don't understand what your spirit needs. They can't feed your spirit with the right food because they don't understand what it needs. And so now we read in Matthew 11 verse 28, and Jesus says, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." Finally, there is an invitation. Jesus is inviting your brokenness. Jesus is inviting your internal turmoil. Jesus is inviting your emptiness, your voids. He is inviting your pain and your hurt, and he's saying, "Come to me." He is saying, come to me. He's saying, I will heal you. He is promising you that if you come to him, if you take the step of faith and you go into his presence and you have loaded the heavy burdens, he promises that he will give you rest. And so now what we do is that we are skeptical of the only person who is reassuring us that if we come to him, he will give us rest. We ask ourselves, can God really heal my heart? Can God really make me whole? You know, can God really fill all of my voids? But then you find that Jesus is saying, come to me. The invitation is open. He's saying, come to me. He is trusting in his power to heal you. He's not speaking about how deep your pain is, how dark your darkness is. No, he trusts that he is big enough. He is bigger than what is happening in your heart. He is bigger than your hurt. He's bigger than the betrayal that you've encountered. He is bigger than the pain that you've encountered. He is bigger than the darkness that is happening in you. And he's saying, come to me. Here is an open invitation where you can offload your burdens, an open invitation where you can cast out your brokenness, an open invitation where you can vent. And you're venting, you're casting out, you're loading. It is not done in vain. He promises that if you lay down your burdens, if you cast out what is happening internally, I will give you rest. He's saying that I will give you rest. Your rest, it is not in people. Your peace, your joy, it is not in the relationships. It is not in materialistic things. It is not in that car. It's not in that house. It is not in your achievements. It is in Jesus Christ. If you want eternal peace, if you want eternal joy, if you want eternal contentment, you have to go into the presence of God and you have to surrender. You have to surrender your issues. You have to surrender your heavy heart. You have to surrender your crushed spirit. Because Jesus is here. I like in Mark 2 when he said that, I have not come for the healed. I have come for the sick. Jesus is here to address the paralysis that is happening in your life. He is here to address the stagnancy that is happening in your life. He is here to address the spiritual sickness that you have. He is here to give you rest so that you may enjoy life. God wants you to enjoy life. He does not enjoy seeing you walking around with a heavy heart. He does not enjoy seeing you walking around looking down, having suicidal thoughts, thinking of ways that you can end your life. No, he wants to give you ointment for your eyes so that you may start to see him, so that you may start to see him as Father, so that you may start to see him as the lover of your soul, as your healer, as your savior. You thought you needed a man, but you don't need a man. You need Jesus. You need a savior. You thought you needed a car and you needed a house and you needed all of these riches in order for you to feel contentment, in order for you to feel joy. But those things bring it temporary. They bring happiness, which is circumstantial. But God gives you eternal joy. Whether things are going well in your life, whether things are not going well in your life, you will still remain joyful because it comes from the source. It comes from Jesus Christ himself. And so he says, come to me. He is calling you just as you are, in your state, in your brokenness, in your hurt, in your pain, in your dysfunction. He says, come to me, I can fix it. He says, come to me, I will fix it. He says, come to me, I will restore, I will save you, I will heal you in the presence of God. But he's not going to invade his healing. He only enters hearts that are open to receiving him. So your heart has to be open to receiving the love of God. Your heart has to be open to receiving the healing of God. You have to bear your heart naked, saying, God, this is who I am. God, this is what is happening to me. God, this is what happened to me. I feel betrayed. I feel disappointed. I feel hurt. God, I'm angry. God, I am frustrated. Help me. And to whoever that is listening to this podcast. If you are having a heavy heart, if you have been dealing with spiritual unproductivity, where you feel worn out, where a week cannot go past by without you having suicidal thoughts, I need you to know that Jesus is here. He has come for people like you. He's not come for the healed. He's not come for those who think they have it all figured out. He says, I have come for the sick. I have come for those who know they are sinners, those who know that they are broken, those who need me. But you have to acknowledge him. You have to acknowledge him. I promise you, there is no one who understands pain the way Jesus does. There is no one who understands betrayal the way Jesus does. There is no one who understands brokenness the way Jesus does. Let me tell you why. Because when he was on the cross, he was betrayed by the very same people that was supposed to have his back. They sold him out. They denied him. The very same people that he was dying for are the very same people that crucified him. The Bible says that when he was on the cross and it was his last hours, when they speared his side, the Bible says that water and blood came out. Why did water and blood come out? Because it was a sign that his heart bursted because of being broken. And now, he said that his heart broke, so that the broken hearts could be healed. I need you to understand that when you go into the presence of God, when you go face to face with the cross, there is a great exchange that has happened through the blood of Jesus. You go to the cross, you lay down your brokenness, and in exchange, God gives you healing. You go to the cross and you lay down your emptiness. In exchange, God gives you wholeness and restoration. You go to the cross and you lay down your dead and tired heart, and in exchange, God gives you a new and refreshed heart. He gives you a renewed spirit. But you have to go boldly to the cross. You are not exempted from receiving the healing of God. I don't know who told you what. I don't know who made you believe what. But you in your state, just as you are, it doesn't matter what family you come from. It doesn't matter what you did yesterday. It doesn't matter. The love of God is available for you. The healing of God is available for you. Only if you can say, yes, God, love me. Yes, God, heal me. Yes, God, redeem me. Yes, God, make me whole. You have to get in there in the presence of God and go in faith and receive your healing. You don't have to work for it. You don't have to work for salvation. It is through grace that we are saved by grace. We are saved by faith through grace. And I just want to pray. I just want to pray for those who are feeling broken, for those who've been carrying burdens, for those who have been suppressing negative emotions, for those who have suicidal thoughts, for those who have given up, who have resigned themselves from enjoying life because of the burdens that they've been carrying, for those who are worn out. I want to pray for you. For everyone that is broken, I pray for you right now in the name of Jesus. I apply the blood of Jesus over you right now, the blood of healing. And I declare that may this blood absorb any hurt in your heart. May this blood absorb any brokenness in your heart. May this blood absorb any pain in your heart right now in the name of Jesus. I declare that the blood of Jesus is setting you free. It is setting you free from suicidal thoughts in the name of Jesus. It is setting you free from the pain and the hurt. It is setting you free from the crushed spirit. I declare that the blood of Jesus is mending your wounds right now in the name of Jesus. No longer will you walk around bleeding on people. No longer will you walk around hurting people because you are hurt. No longer will you walk around cutting people because you haven't been healed. But I pray that God will release his healing power over your heart in the name of Jesus. That God will release his healing power over your spirit right now in the name of Jesus. This is the day where your healing begins. This is the day where your restoration begins. This is the day this is the day where your heart begins to heal in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, that you are healing each and every person that is listening to this prayer. Thank you, Father, that you are mending crushed spirits. Thank you, Father, that you are mending broken hearts. Thank you, Father, that you are releasing those suicidal thoughts. You are breaking, Father, my God, the strongholds of the minds of the people who are listening to this prayer. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing. In the name of Jesus, receive the love of God. It is overflowing. God is releasing his love right now. Open up your heart and receive it. God is receiving his healing right now. God is releasing his healing right now. Open up and receive it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. I want you to know that you may be broken right now, but you don't have to remain broken in the presence of God. You may be feeling empty, but you don't have to remain empty, because God is calling you. He does the calling, but it is a choice whether you come or not. And I encourage you to go into the presence of God. Go live in the heart of God. Go live in the healing of God. Go live in his restoration. His love will change your life. His love will change the condition of your heart. His love will deal with those voids, with that emptiness. And he will give you joy and peace that will sustain you for the rest of your days. Amen. Amen. And with that being said, I just want to extend an invitation. Life was never meant to be lived without God. Your life is incomplete without the presence of God. Your life is incomplete without the peace of God. Your life is incomplete without the joy of God. Your life is incomplete without having a relationship with God, without understanding what Jesus Christ did for you at the cross. It is incomplete. So I want to have a special prayer for those who want to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. For those who want to start building a relationship with God. For those who are tired of hearing God from other people's perspective, but who want to see God for themselves, who want to encounter God for themselves. And even for those who were once walking with Jesus, who were once on fire for Jesus, but along the way they got distracted, along the way the troubles of life drew them away from the presence of God. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. Please repeat this prayer after me. Heavenly Father, here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. I need you, Father. I need your love. I need your peace. I need your joy. I need your presence to invade my heart, to invade my spirit, and to invade my life. I want to have a relationship with you. I want to be your child, and I want you to be my father. Therefore, I accept you into my life. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I say, come into my heart, and I invite you into my life, and I give myself to you. I surrender my whole life unto you. I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ died for my sins, and I believe that on the third day your spirit rose him from the dead. And now, as I accept you as my Lord and Savior, I believe that that very same spirit that rose Jesus Christ from the dead is the same spirit that now dwells within me. Thank you, Jesus, for the gift of salvation. Thank you that it is through your grace, by my faith, that I've been healed. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. 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 You are now a child of God. Amen. Amen. Wow, guys, I'm so happy. I'm getting emotional, but it's fine. I am so happy. God loves you. God cherishes you. God adores you. He adores you so much. Welcome to the family. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the family of Jesus Christ, where there is everlasting healing, where there is everlasting joy, everlasting purpose, and everlasting peace. I'm so happy. I am so happy. God is so good. He is so faithful. And He knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb, and He chose you. And He said Him. He said her. That is my beloved. That is my precious daughter, my precious son, in whom I am very well pleased with. Yeah, God loves you. He is the lover of your soul. The lover of your soul. The love of your life. Amen. Alright guys, I have to end here for episode 2. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And I pray that this episode helped you. It helped you with your burdens. It helped you with your internal hurts and your internal pain. And I hope you did receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It is so important to have a personal relationship with God. It's so important to have your own personal intimacy with Jesus Christ, because He reveals so much. And yeah, it's just the miracle is Jesus Himself. So yes guys, like I said, my name is Phumzile Mqanyana. It's been such an honor and such a joy to be your host for episode 2, and I will see you guys in the next episode. Thank you so much, and God bless you. Bye. For this treasure I find.